Good morning and welcome to CNBC TV18's Market Buzz podcast. I am Hormuz Phatakia. The Nifty has given up everything that it gained over that entire last 1 week. Now a 1,200-point drop on the Sensex, an almost 400-point drop on the Nifty would in general set off concerns. But this almost feels like a routine correction, right? And a much awaited one, simply because of the kind of run-up the benchmark indices have had in the last fortnight of September. And that is because if you cut the Nifty into two halves, you will get a very distinct picture of how September was. The first half was all about jitters and uncertainty as to what the Fed will do and will it eventually do something or not. But once it became clear that the Fed will do what it eventually did, it was a one-way move on the upside for the index, making newer records one day after another. And in the second half of the month of September, the Nifty was up nearly 2%. And if you exclude yesterday's drop, the Nifty was up almost 3.5% for the month of September, which was the fourth straight monthly gain. But what happened yesterday that triggered the fall? There was an all-important SEBI board meeting yesterday, and there were concerns that they might be announcing some steps with regards to the F&O space. Well, that did not happen. So that is one concern that is allayed as of now for today's trading session. That was one of the key triggers behind the fall seen yesterday. Of course, the rally in the Chinese markets may have also spooked our own investors, and that's because both the Shenzhen and the CSI 300 saw record turnover in yesterday's trading session. The CSI 300 was up 10% in yesterday's trading session. But a lot of the analysts who spoke to CNBC TV18, they said that structural issues continue to persist in China. And even Mark Mobius said that this outperformance of China is only going to be temporary. And the Chinese markets, of course, are shut for the rest of the week, so no cues will emerge from there. And lastly, of course, there was a sell-off in the index heavyweights that had pushed the Nifty higher in the second half of September, particularly the banking heavyweights. And if you look at the contributors as well, Reliance Industries fell almost 3.5%. And on a day when Reliance falls 3.5%, you would expect such a kind of fall. But the majority of the losses came from HDFC Bank, ICICI, Axis Bank. All of these banking heavyweights contributed to the downside yesterday. And in fact, the Nifty Bank has had a very painful last two trading sessions. And in fact, from the record high that it made on Thursday, which was around levels of 54,400, that index is down 1,500 points in just two trading sessions. And the Nifty Bank will be in focus today as well, because since tomorrow is a holiday, so it will be the weekly expiry for the Nifty Bank as well as for the Financial Services Index. There's a lot of data points that will be emerging in today's session. Auto sales for the month of September, there was some negative brokerage commentary that came in yesterday, which kept the auto stocks under pressure as well. Manufacturing PMI data will come in today for the month of September. The transaction fees that were revised by BSE, NSE, MCX, and even CDSL, that will take effect today. The quarterly business updates begin. In fact, they've already begun with companies like Ireda reporting their business updates. We'll speak about that in just a bit. And of course, the final phase of polling that commences in Jammu and Kashmir. So we keep an eye out on all of these cues for today's session. In stocks to watch, as I just mentioned, Ireda came out with its business update for the September quarter. The loans sanctioned went up 300% from last year. Of course, that came on a low base. The loans sanctioned are now nearing 18,000 crore rupees. Disbursements were up 56%, and the loan book outstanding also now is nearing 65,000 crore rupees. So keep Ireda on your radar today. Also keep an eye out on Kalpataru projects, because it has won new orders worth 1,241 crore rupees. The year-to-date order book has crossed almost 11,000 crores. Keep an eye out on that. Unichem Laboratories also, the board has approved entering into an agreement with Bayshore Pharma. They will be buying their rights, title, interest and product approvals for almost $2.5 million. And also the US generics and formulations business of Bayshore for $10 million. And Bayshore is a step-down subsidiary of Unichem's parent, Ipca Laboratories. A lot of agreements have been signed by companies in Rajasthan. Tata Power is one of them. 1.2 lakh crore investment that they have inked an MOU for distribution, transmission and renewables. NHPC as well, an estimated investment of 50,000 crore rupees. And NTPC as well, where NTPC Green Energy has signed an MOU with the Rajasthan government for investments there as well. So we'll keep an eye out on all of these names. So it's a data packed day. It's an action packed day. A lot of stock specific action that is anticipated today. We'll keep an eye out on all of that. But that's all for today. Thank you so much for tuning in. And also, for more stocks to watch, tune in to CNBCTV18.com and stay tuned to CNBCTV18 through the day for the sharpest market insights. Thank you so much for tuning in today.